Nachyomi, the book of Yonah, Perek Aleph, the first Perek. We begin today the book of Yonah, something very different from the other 11 books of Trei Osor. It's a story, with which most of us are familiar since early childhood. It's a story about a man named Yonah, Yonah ben Amittai, who is never called in this book of Yonah a Novi, a prophet, although obviously God speaks to him and expects something from him. But he is called a Novi because he is mentioned elsewhere in Tanakh. And this helps us place him historically. We know exactly when he lived, because in Melachim Beis, Perek Yud Dalet, we read about the king of Yisroel, whose name was Yerovam ben Yoash, who, although he was an evil king, was victorious in his military conquests and helped the Jewish people. As the Pasuk reads, back in Melachim Beis, Hu heishiv es gevul Yisroel, this king Yerovam ben Yoash, returned, restored the boundaries of Israel, milavo chamos ad yom ho'arovo, kidvar Hashem Elokei Yisroel, that these military victories were consistent with the word of God, the God of Israel, Asher Diber Biyad Avdo, the words that God spoke in the hands of his prophet, Yonah ben Amittai Hanovi Asher Mikas HaChefer. So here we have mentioned Yonah ben Amittai. We know one of his prophecies, and we know that he is called a Navi, and that he comes from Gas HaChefer. Chazal, in various sources, describe more about Yonah ben Amittai's background. Chazal in the Medrash say that he was the son of that widow whose son died, and whom Eliyahu Hanavi restored to life as a favor to her because she helped him in the days of famine. So that Yonah was once dead as a young boy, but was revived, resuscitated by none other than Eliyahu Hanavi. According to Chazal, his teacher was Elisha Hanavi, and indeed, Yonah was a tzaddik gomur who was shokul ke Eliyahu Hanavi. He was equal to Eliyahu, and as we will see in our study, there are some striking resemblances as well as contrasts between Yonah in the Sefer Yonah and what we know about Eliyahu Hanavi. He was a contemporary of Micha and of Ovadia, and he prophesied in the days of Yehoram ben Achav Melech Yisrael. Chazal also tell us, and Tosfos quotes this, it's a Yerushalmi in the Seches Sukkah, that Yonah was inspired with Nevuah, with prophecy, in the merit of the fact that he went Aliyah LaRegel, he went one Sukkos up to Yerushalayim, to the Beis HaMikdash, and took part in the tremendous joy of Simchas Beis HaShoeva, of the dancing and the singing and the celebrations that accompanied the Nisuch HaMayim, the pouring of the water, which was part of the Yom Tov of Sukkos, as it was celebrated in the Beis HaMikdash. And of Yonah it is said that he didn't only fetch water at that Simchas Beis HaShoeva, but indeed he fetched Ruach HaKodesh, he fetched the spirit of prophecy from the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Most of us, of course, are familiar with the story of Yonah, because it is the Maftir, the Haftorah, which we read on Yom Kippur Day at Mincha. And therefore the story is well known to all of us from early childhood, and it's a story that, whether we study Nach Yomi or not, we hear year in and year out. It is of course a story which has many, many lessons, and numerous, numerous commentaries especially written for it, but of course we have to restrict ourselves in the context of these four lectures to certain basics. The story begins with a call to the Navi Yonah. And the call is the Devar Hashem, God's call, and God says to him, Kum Leich El Nineveh. Stand up, arise, and go to Nineveh. Now this construction, kum lech, vayokom vayelach, stand up and go, is something we are familiar with from numerous places in Tanakh. And God tells him, arise, stand up, and go to Nineveh, the Ir HaGdolah. We are familiar with Nineveh, the capital of Ashur, the capital of Assyria, from way back in Sefer Bereishis. And God tells Yonah to call out, ukro oleha, to call out to the people of this huge city, this metropolis of Nineveh, ki also ra'osom lefonoi, call out to them that they've reached a breaking point. Their evil has come up to me, and it can't be tolerated. They're going to be destroyed unless they do something about their evil behavior. Yonah responds to God and does arise. Vayokom, Yonah. Yonah does arise. However, he doesn't arise to go on his mission, but rather he arises livroach Tarshisha, to escape, to run away, to flee to a place called Tarshish. This is an unusual juxtaposition. It's usually vayokom vayelach. He stood up and he went. Here it's vayokom livroach. He stood up to flee. And this is, of course, the central theme of the book of Yonah. Yonah flees rather than obey God. And he flees milifnei Hashem. As the Mefarshim, the Ibn Ezra point out, he doesn't flee mipnei Hashem, but milifnei Hashem. You can't flee from God, and Yonah knows that. But he flees from the closeness to God, from the presence of God, from the proximity to God, milifnei Hashem. And he goes down to the city of Yafo, vayered Yafo. He goes to the city of Yafo, which is today still a city in Israel, a very ancient city. And this is the first step downwards that he takes. He goes down to the coast. And there he finds a ship which is traveling to Tarshish, his destination. Where is Tarshish? There's much speculation about it. There are several ancient cities known as Tarshish or similar names, and one of them is on the island of Sicily, which in those days, in the times of Yonah, was about as far as anyone could imagine traveling. So he traveled to the ends of the earth. Vayiten Sichoro, and he paid the wages, and Chazal tell us he paid the wages of the entire boat. He chartered the entire ship. Vayered bo, number two, vayered. He went further down. Lovo imohem Tarshisha. He went down to the coast then he went down to the sea to go to the place of Tarshish. I would like to share with you a beautiful comparison which is made by Nechama Leibovitz, in which she tells us a bit about Tarshish, which we might remember from the Navi Yeshaya. The Navi Yeshaya, in Perek Samach Vov, Posuk Yutes, mentions the city of Tarshish. And here is what the Navi Yeshaya tells us about it. Here's the entire Posuk. V'samti vohem os, v'shilachti mehem peleitim el hagoyim. I am going to send from them refugees, escapees, to the nations. Where is he going to send them? There's a list of places. But the first on the list is Tarshish. Tarshish, Pul, V'lud, Moshe Keshes, Tuval, V'yovon, Ho'iyim, Horachokim. God will send refugees, and Yonah, of course, is an intentional refugee, to the distant isles, one of which is Tarshish, our Tarshish. And what is the nature of the culture of these isles, of these Iyim Rochokim, these distant islands? Listen carefully. Yeshaya Samachvov, Posuk Yutes. Asher lo shom'u es shim'i. They never heard about me, says God. V'lo ro'u es kavodi, they never saw my glory. V'higidu es kavodi bagoyim, and these refugees whom I will exile to the islands of Tarshish and elsewhere, to those places where God was never heard of, people which are totally pagan and primitive and simply don't know about God, he's going to send them there. And there, they will learn about God. Interestingly, Yonah wishes to flee to Tarshish, which is a place where God was never heard of. This perhaps is a deeper meaning of what it means that Yonah went to flee milifnei Hashem. Of course, God exists in Tarshish, but God is not known in Tarshish. And Yonah wants to go to a place where God has never been before, so to speak. The story continues beautifully, dramatically. V'Hashem hitil ruach gedolo al hayom. God sent a big wind, a storm, to the sea. V'yihi sa'ar gadol bayom. And there was a great storm in the sea. V'ho'oniyo chishevo lehishover. The boat was about to break apart. Vayiru ha'malochim, mem lamed ches yud mem. The sailors saw and became afraid. Vayizaku ish el elokov, and each sailor called out to his God. And Chazal tell us that these sailors at this time were ovdei avodah zorah, were idolaters. But they were, each of them had a different idol. They worship the numerous idols and false gods out there in the various religions of that time, and each called to his own God. So each of them prayed, but prayer is not enough for a sailor. So vayotilu es hakelim asher ba'onio el hayom. They threw overboard all of the utensils, all of the cargo, everything that was on the ship to lighten its load. And while they were busy crying to their false gods, trying desperately to lighten the burden of the ship, Yonah went down. For a third time, he went down to the coast, he went down to the sea, and now he went down to the lower decks, the lower cabin of the ship. Yonah yorad, a third time, went down. El yarkesei hasafina vayishkav vayerodam, and he went to sleep. He was so eager to escape the word of God that even the word of God that's expressed through the storm and the sea was something that he wanted to numb himself from, and went down and fell asleep, and a deep sleep. Vayerodam, tardemo, a deep sleep. Vayikra ve'lov rav hachovel. The captain of the ship came to Yonah, vayomer lo ma lecho nirdom, and said to him, why are you sleeping? Kum, rise up again, the same verb that God used to command Yonah to go to Nineveh, the captain used to waken him to prayer. Kum kiro el Elokecha, call to your God. Kum kiro, rise up and call. God also said to him, kum, rise up, ukiro, and call out to the city of Nineveh, back in Pasuk Beis. And here in Pasuk Vav, the captain also says, kum kiro, call out to your God. Your God. Everyone's calling to his God. You call to yours. Because maybe, ulai yisasheso elokim lonu v'lo noved. Maybe, they say in Yiddish, der Gott will helfen. Maybe your God can help, because the other gods surely aren't. Ayomru ishel reyehu. And each one said to the other, l'chu v'napilo gorolos. Notice they're no longer called sailors, but now they're called ish el reyehu. They've shed their role, their artificial role of sailor, and they've become again humans, people, talking one to the other. No longer malochim, sailors, but rather ish el reyehu, one person to another. And they said, l'chu v'napilo gorolos, let us cast lots in the plural. And Chazal tell us that they did not want to rely upon simply one lot, but rather they cast it again and again and again to make sure that this was no accident of fate, but that the lots persistently, consistently, again and again, fell, chose Yonah. V'nedo b'shelmi horo hazos lonu. Let us find out in who's to blame for this ro'ah, for this evil. Vayapilu gorolos. Indeed, they cast many lots. Vayipol ha'gorol al Yonah. It always fell upon Yonah. Vayomru elov hagido nolonu ba'asher l'mi horo'ah hazos lonu. And they said to him, tell us, who is this that in his, because of him, because of his blame, we are now confronting this ro'ah, this evil? Tell us, ma malachtecha, what is your profession, umayayin tovo, from where do you come, mo artzecha, what is your country, your homeland, v'eimi ze'am oto, and what nation do you come from? So they ask him several questions. And he answers quite briefly, Vayomar aleihem ivri onochi, I am a Hebrew, an Ivri. And we always remember that Avraham was called Avraham Ivri, and Chazal say he was called Ivri Hebrew, because whereas the whole world stood on one Aver, on one shore of the river, he stood alone, Avraham, on the other shore, the nature of the Jewish people. Kol ha'olam me'aver zeh, all the people are over and on the other side, and we, Ivrim, we Hebrews, are alone on this side. And this is what Yonah told him. I'm different. I'm distinct. I am an Ivri. V'yes Hashem Elokei HaShomayim Ani Yorei. And I fear the God who created the heavens. Asher Oso Es Hayom V'yes HaYabosho. That God who created both sea and dry land. Vayiru'uho Anoshim Yiro Gedolo. Again, notice here in Pasuk Yud, they're no longer called sailors. They are called men. And they fear much more than they feared at first. Back in Pasuk Hey, it just says, Vayiru, they feared. Here it says, they feared a Yira Gedola, a great fear. Vayomru Elov, and they said to him, Mazos Osiso, what did you do? Ki yodu ho anoshim ki milifnei Hashem hu voreach ki higid lohem. They knew that he was running away, he was fleeing not mipnei Hashem, but again, milifnei Hashem, from the presence of God. He was fleeing that Ruach HaKodesh that he fetched from the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. He was fleeing the presence of God and hoping to go to a place where God had never been heard of before, Tarshish. Hayomu elov manase loch v'yishto kayom meyoleinu ki hayom holeich v'soer. And they said to him, perhaps you can give us some advice. What can we do to silence the stormy sea? And he said, Vayomer aleihem so'uni v'hatiluni el hayom v'yishto kayom me'aleichem. And here is the tragedy of Yonah. As he will say again later, quite explicitly, I would rather die than listen to God's message and call out to the evil city of Nineveh. I would rather die. I'm willing to be moser nefesh rather than do so. In a later chapter, toward the end, we will reflect upon why Yonah did not want to accept the mission of God, the nevuah, the prophecy which God asked him to share with Nineveh. But in the first perek, we don't really know why. What we do know is he's desperately trying to avoid milifnei Hashem, even if it means being thrown into the sea. Ki odeya oni ki v'sheli hasar hakadol hasar aleichem. I know that it's my fault that you are facing this horrible, horrible storm. Interestingly enough, the sailors and Chazal tell us that sailors by their very nature are great chassidim, are very pious, because a sailor knows what it means to live on the edge. A sailor lives constantly in danger, and therefore is close to prayer and feels close to God. And here too, they feel close to God, and they're not about to kill Yonah, even though it's all his fault and they know it. And even though he himself says, okay, throw me overboard, they're not ready to do so just yet, because they appreciate the value of life, these sailors. Vayachturu ho anoshim, again, no longer sailors, but men. They try, they row with great power. Lohoshiva layabosho velo yocholu. They cannot do it. They can't get to the shore. Ki hayom holech v'soer aleihem. Because the sea is growing in its storminess. In its, the tempest is just becoming impossible. Vayikru'u el Hashem, so they call out to God. Notice, they have now moved from people who are simple sailors afraid of a storm to people who are Ishel Reyehu, to people who are communing with each other face to face, to Anoshim, to people who feared a great fear. And now it's more than just fearing a great fear. Now they call to God, but this time they no longer call Ish Lelohov, each person to his God with a small g, but rather they call out to God with a capital G, to Hashem, to the Shem Havaya, Vayikru al Hashem. Vayomru, and they say, Ono Hashem, Al No Novda. Notice the words reminiscent of the words of Moshe Rabbeinu, Kael No Refo No Lo. They use the word, please God, please. Let, and they're not even praying for themselves. They're praying, let us not be lost, let us not be punished because of sacrificing this life. Do not force us, God, to throw him overboard, this poor innocent Yonah. Because you, God, you do what you wish. In this pasuk Yud Dalim, these sailors, who moments before were pagans, each calling to his false god, have suddenly become transformed into deeply religious people who appreciate the God of Israel, the God of the universe, and who call upon him in powerful prayer, Ono, Ono, and who appreciate human life, Al titein oleinu dom noki, and they appreciate the omnipotence, the power of God. Nothing can stay in the way of this God that they now are makir, that they now know. Ka'asher chofatzto osisa, you will do what you wish. And therefore, ein brera, they have no choice. Vayisu es Yonah, they lift Yonah up, thinking perhaps, as Chazal say, maybe we're just lifting up him enough will be enough, and God somehow will spare all of us, including him. but it doesn't work. Vayatiluhu el hayom, they cast him into the sea, and lo and behold, vayamod hayom mizapo, the sea stands, rests, stops its storminess. And then the final pasuk, and that's all we're going to hear about these sailors. Vayiru ho anoshim, and they feared these sailors. Yiro gedolo es Hashem. Notice the contrast between Yonah, who goes down, 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 and the sailors who go up, up, up. Originally, pasuk hey, it was just vayiru hamalochim. They were afraid, like sailors are sometimes afraid. Then it became in pasuk yud vayiruho anoshim yiro gedola. They feared a great fear, and they began to realize there's a reason for this. They began to probe and look for the reason. In this last pasuk of this perek, in pasuk tesayin, it's not only a fear and a great fear, but it's a fear of God, yiras Hashem, one of the highest levels of religious attitude. Vayiruho anoshim yiro gedolo es Hashem. Vayizbichu zevach l'Hashem. They eventually brought korbanos, sacrifices to God. Vayidru nedorim, and they made various promises to God. And Chazal tell us that indeed they actually became Jews. In Pirkei d'Rabbi Eliezer, which is a beautiful collection of Medrash, in Perek Tes, there are many, many Midrashic expansions upon the story of Yonah. And here is how the Medrash explains this end posuk of Ayizbuchu, they brought korbanos and they made vows. The Medrash reads, V'hamalochim ra'u eskol ha'osos v'hanisim v'hanifla'os ha'gedolim she'oso ha'kodesh baruch im Yonah. The sailors saw all the wonders that God did to Yonah. V'yamdu v'hishlichu ish es elokov. And they cast aside all of their gods, all of their idols. V'chozru li'yafo. They went back to Yafo, they went back to the land of Eretz Yisrael. V'yolu l'Yerushalayim, and they went up the opposite direction. Yonah's going down, down, down. They're going up, up, up. U'malu es besar losam. They circumcised themselves. Because what does it mean, v'yizbichu zevach? Normally that's translated, they brought a sacrifice. Did they bring sacrifices? Asks the Medrash. No. Zedam bris mila. They shed the blood of circumcision, shehu kedam zevach, which is like the blood of a sacrifice. V'nodru ish lahovi es bonov. What was their vow? Their vow was that they would bring their children and their families and everything they had le'elokei Yonah, to the God of Jonah. V'nodru, they vowed, v'sholmu, and indeed they repaid, they kept their vows. So at the end of this first perek, we are dealing with a Yonah who is going down, 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 down from Yerushalayim, down to the ocean, down to the cellar of the ship, down to the depths of the sea, whereas the sailors whom he encounters are going up, 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 from mere sailors to feeling compassionate humans, to those who turn to God, who circumcise themselves, who bring their families under the Kanfei HaShechinah. It is a chapter with many questions, but also a chapter with great power, the power of the contrast between Yonah ben Amittai and the Malachim / Anoshim, whom he encounters in this first stage of our story. Tomorrow we will move on to the second perek, to Perek Beis.